You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. It's March 23rd. We're going to have Kevin, I think, for the foreseeable future, Brahaney check in with us on a Monday. You know, they're normally on with the show at 5 o'clock, and we're all taking precautions about not getting groups of people together, and so they've been kind enough to sort of sit this out, and we want to make sure that we're still getting the word out about what to do in the community. Kevin, these are untested times, man. We went through 9/11 together, raised a lot of money. You know, people want to do things to help, but this isn't going to be like that. There's not sort of an enemy we can sort of rise up and be defiant of. We just got to, like, follow our leaders' suggestions, try to keep care of one another, and stay healthy. Have you ever been through anything remotely close to this in your life?
You know, Brian, I'm 64 years old, and I was thinking about that very question over the weekend. You know, when you're this old, you do go through a lot of national crises, and we got through every one of them. They're all different. This is kind of like the mother of all national crises. But I really believe we're going to get through this. And you think back. For me, my first one was JFK being assassinated, and then Bobby Kennedy right after that, not long after that. And then, you know, the trifecta, which was just horrible. I remember as a kid when MLK got shot. If this stuff is ever going to stop, and what kind of country is this? Well, we got through that. And then there's a Vietnam War, the Black Monday in 1987. And like you said, 9/11 in 2001. Then we had the big crash in 2007 of the financial institutions. And now we got this COVID-19. Now, you can learn from those other crises that this country is resilient. We will get through it. It isn't going to be easy. It's all new. We've never seen this before. But what we have seen is this country be resilient. And you and Nick are doing a terrific job every day of localizing our situation as how we deal with it locally. And then the TV national media is doing a good job of communicating what's going on with, you know, politics and how they're dealing with this.
Yeah,
we need you.
Well,
and we need the media.
I guess I'm selective about the media. I'm not so sure that the national TV is. I don't know what good it does us at our level for the national media to continue just people fighting with each other about whose fault this is. Everybody's got to step up. You're in the insurance industry. We're at an area of catastrophic that I don't know that we've ever seen before. Small businesses, and I hope Congress gets its act together and figures out something today, because there are people, I think, looking today about whether or not they're going to close their doors or whether they're going to lay off large chunks of their staff. There's already been a ton of layoffs. I heard Rotary did something nice for all the people that have been laid off from the Decatur Club. I mean, the Decatur Club can't open because you can't have events. I mean, these stories are being told over and over and over again, and while I think we are doing the right thing for everyone's health concerns, and particularly so we don't crash the hospitals and our health system, the small business count is going to be horrible in this.
Right. But, you know, the bill that's being floated in Washington looks like it's going to use the banks through the Small Business Administration, which is good. But I've dealt with the SBA in my business, and it's bureaucratic. I think another solution could be is that every business, just about every business, carries business interruption insurance. Now, it's not covered for viruses and bacterial type claims, and there's no damage to buildings. So that's what business interruption is there for. But insurance companies know how to distribute and adjudicate these type of issues. Why not the federal government back the insurance companies and utilize their systems to help businesses with business interruption? That would be another way to address exactly what you're talking about, to keep these small businesses in business and make sure the money goes to the employees that are now out of work.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I know that everybody wants to jump down on corporate America, and I, you know, it is hard to feel sorry for the airlines, you know, particularly with what they've been doing over the last number of years, making insane profits and what they've been doing with those profits. And it's hard to feel sorry for Disney. But man, I'm talking about these frontline folks that are just losing their job. You know, there's this whole Alice thing that Debbie Bogle could tell you about people who are, you know, one paycheck, two paychecks away from, you know, really falling through the cracks. And these are the people this is going to impact the most. And I know State Treasurer Frerichs announced some stuff through the Treasurer's Department, like $250 million of small business loans to the state this morning. But we got to do something. We got to do something fast.
Yeah, and that something has to really be for small businesses. I mean, big corporate America has much more capital in their organizations than small businesses do. And those are the ones that really are the underpinning of our country. And those are the ones that employ 99% of our population. And so dealing with small businesses as effectively and as efficiently as you can. You know, I think all of us could suck up 2 weeks of this, but I don't know how small businesses suck up 2 months of it.
No, there's no way. And I'm telling you right now, our company will be one of those. I mean, people will, if nothing is done, probably lose their jobs. And I can't imagine a time where we're more important. I don't mean me. I mean just local media. Than right now. But I'm telling you, we're a small company. I mean, we are a small business. And I'm sure that this conversation is going on. Steve Horvey had to shut down the conference center and consolidate some hotel stuff. This is going on. And I think there's a lot of people out there that think, oh, well, you know, these rich people that own these companies, you were a small business owner for a long time. It's not that way.
Right. And I just encourage the government to not only use and back the banks with federal money, but back the insurance companies with federal money and use their systems, which they have in place, to help these small businesses. They've already got the infrastructure to do it. They know how to do it.
What are you guys doing to stay sane at home? I mean, you got a big, tight-knit family. You know, this isolation stuff, I worry about people's mental health. I don't think we're anywhere close. I think that we're going to get dates right because we can say, all right, 2 weeks, I can handle that. I don't think in 2 weeks we're all back out doing our thing.
Well, over the weekend, Sue and I, we've been making dinners for our family. Our kids and us, we really do not want to congregate in one place. So Sue's making meals, dinners for all our kids and their families, and they stop by, they pick it up, and they take it home. We're running out of dishes, so they got to wash them and bring them back, please. But that's one of the things we're doing. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then we've caught up on our movies. Man, oh, man, I've discovered Hulu. And boy, there's some good movies, some good Russell Crowe, Matthew McConaughey, Liam Neeson movies that I have not seen. So I bet I watched 6 movies over this weekend. Things like that.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have you, if you don't mind, touch base with us on Mondays, kind of a miniature version of what you guys used to do Monday nights, and hopefully we'll be back to doing soon. We just got to be in this together. I'm impressed with our leadership. Don't you think the mayor's doing a great job?
I really do. But I knew she would. I think you know how great a police chief, fire chief, and sheriff we have. And then you add Howard Buffett to all that. This community is really lucky. This community is very blessed. And we're a great community. We will stick together, buy your takeouts, and help the restaurants how you can. And I also want to say great amount of sympathy to the James family. We're going to miss the coach. All 3 of my kids told me how much they love listening to him on your radio show.
Kevin, stay safe, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.